Hello there, it's Justin Wayne along with Alex KW for this week's preview of the Discovery 2 show down at the AAA in Kensington. You've got a good lineup this week, Alex. I'm excited.
Well, I was panicking. I was having major panics because I think December passed me by. And when I got back from Wales after Christmas, I realized I'd only got one act for Discovery. So I'm really happy with the lineup I've got now. But it was a bit of a rush in the last couple of weeks getting it sorted. And they all seem like they'll work together, actually. So
definitely.
And as a lineup.
I've just had a listen to all of them, and it's sounding really good. We've got you've got Hollywood Tramp, Lauren Housley, Robert Bowers, and we're going to hear right now from our first bit, and then we'll come and tell you all about it and how you get tickets and stuff. Of course, it's Thursday, the 26th of January, down at the AAA Kensington, AAA.uk.net. If you want to head over there now, this one's going to be on first. Her name is Jazz Morley. She's fantastic. JazzMorley.co.uk. Disconnected is the song. This is the acoustic mix here with Alex KW doing the Discovery 2 preview.
Things are always gonna change. Sometimes I can't accept it. You're becoming like a stranger. We becoming disconnected. I know you're a man now, with a new place to stay. Please let me be your priority, just for one day. I love you now as I loved you then, but I know you less every day. Please can we be together? Accept it. But I feel like we're drifting. We becoming disconnected. I know you're not near me, but I'll still say that I'm unfair. Will this message even reach you to let you know I care? I know you can't just family, but even if I could, choose you as my brother, I'd as just wish you understood. I love you now as I loved you then, but I know you less every day. Please, can we be
once again, jazzmorley.co.uk. She's going to kick off the night, and that's going to be fantastic. I'm really excited about that. That was she's got a great voice. Really, a really good tenderness in there.
Yeah, she's got a fabulous voice. Very natural, isn't it, sounding?
Honest. I suppose that's the, you can't teach that, I don't think.
No, no.
Well, you had a great December. I suppose part of the reason why you were so busy is you had lots of stuff going on Discovery 2 wise. You had lots of artists and places, and tell us about how what the successes you've had. It was a good, successful December for you.
Yeah, because we try and really network within the industry to help some of the artists that have performed with us, and AEG Live contacted me because they were running something called the December Sessions at the O2 for the whole of December. So say Kasabian were playing, they'd put on four emerging acts that they thought that the Kasabian fans might like. And they erected a stage at the entrance of the O2, and it was really good. And I was just so happy to see a company like AEG supporting new artists. And I put forward all the acts that are performed for me at Discovery this year, and they chose seven of them. Danny Pape, The Talks, Felix Fables, Theo Altieri, Luke Armitage, and Calvin Roche. So it's a really good platform for them. Unfortunately, October Sky couldn't come because it would have meant them coming back from Canada, and obviously airfares and stuff. They weren't going to be able to justify that, really. But, you know, they're under the AEG radar now. And then Tudar, who played at the last Discovery and launched their single, that was at the end of November. Their single was on the Record of the Day website as Record of the Day. And they're also featured on the Music Week Meadem CD. Meadem's a big music conference that takes place in France at the end of January. And more to the point, Justin, the fact that you are previewing our shows and giving us this support with the podcasts and everything, it's brilliant because, you know, it gives the acts that perform, again, they can give the link to the podcast to people, to other promoters, so they can perhaps get new gigs and things. So it's really helpful.
Good. I mean, that's, I think, you know, like you said, with Discovery 2 is all about getting other bands out there and, you know, getting them in front of people. And I think that I would love to see independent music be a career choice and not just a hobby, you know. And I know that it is for a lot of the, you know, some of these bands that come through are already, and some of the ones that do haven't. So, I mean, it's nice to be I really like being a part of that. So
it's exciting, isn't it, as well?
Definitely. And especially nowadays, it seems like it's becoming more and more possible that it may be, you know, that being an independent musician may be a career choice and a viable one, and one that you don't have to eat, you know, pot noodles all the time. So
With all the work you're doing on the internet, you know, there are so many tools out there now for young bands to be able to do so much of the work themselves.
It's true. When you've got some of your Hertz University students as well have one of them has done, was a monitor engineer on a tour.
Because we have students helping from Hearts Uni. Some are from the music management course, and some of them are from the sound tech course. And a guy called Nick Todd came and assisted our engineer at a Discovery show, and for a couple of gigs. And the engineer was so impressed, he got him a job as monitor engineer on the recent Marillion European tour.
That's fantastic.
So he's well on his way now.
Very cool.
So that's very exciting.
Well, let's hear a couple of tracks. What have we got? What have we got for us next, Alex?
Robert Bowers. He's a past winner of Live and Unsigned. And Marie Claire in Australia have discovered his music. And they're saying that he's well worth exploring. And I mean, he's over the moon that an Australian magazine he's not quite sure how they got hold of him. He had a song played a couple of times on Absolute Radio, so it might be something to do with that. He performed a song in the London Urban Collective's Hip Opera, which was mainly hip hop artists, but at the end he performed an indie type song on acoustic guitar. And he was performing right up in the roof of the theatre. It was really cool. So that was the first time I saw him live, actually.
All right, in the roof of the theatre.
In the roof, yeah.
Huh. And
he's got some exciting things happening, but I'm not allowed to say what they are because the deals are not done yet.
Uh-huh.
So I'm excited to have him performing.
And he's at myspace.com/RobertBowersLondon with a W in there. And you can hear the song from him now, which is called Be Someone, they just sent us through. It's fantastic. It's another great song. Good stuff here at doing the preview for the Discovery 2. It's 26th of January, AAA.UK.net or Facebook.com/DiscoveryTalent.
Sometimes I see myself as so ordinary. Sometimes I call out to my dreams, come and get me. Sometimes I realize this is life, there ain't no rehearsal. And I'm sick of struggles in my life, ain't that universal? And as I stand here I realize that these dreams behind my eyes might one day become my destiny. Keep calling me, I'm gonna be someone, be someone, be someone, be someone, be someone, be someone, be someone in this life. Sometimes I see myself as so ordinary. Sometimes I call out to my dreams, come and get me. I wish that I could live the life that plays out in my head. And I wish that I was just so bold, 'cause you're a long time dead. And as I stand here I realize that these dreams behind my eyes might one day become my destiny. Keep calling me, I'm gonna be someone, be someone, be someone, be someone, be someone, be someone, be someone in this life. I'm gonna be someone, be someone, be someone, be someone, be someone, be someone before I close my eyes. I don't wanna live this life so ordinary. I'm gonna be someone, 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 be someone in this life. I'm gonna be someone before I close my eyes. I don't wanna live this life so ordinary, live my life extraordinary, live this life so ordinary, live my life. things behind my eyes. My one day become my destiny. Keep calling me, yeah.
That was Lauren Housley, you just heard. Before that, you heard Robert Bowers. That song, Lauren Housley, Take Me Higher, or You Take Me Higher, or just Higher. There's some parentheses and things. But quite dancey track. That'll be really fun. Of course, Thursday, the 26th of January, is the gig. Kensington High Street is the place. I think I said Kensington High Road once and got got lashed. Got about 30 lashings for saying that. Fair enough.
You've got it right, Justin, now.
Under a very nice restaurant called The Arc. It's a restaurant and a bar, club sort of a thing. Well, who was that? There was a couple. There have been actors up there. It's quite a swanky place upstairs at The Archangel. But
yeah, because there's a very swanky hotel opposite, so some people stay there. Joey from Friends.
Yes, of course.
Was there one evening.
Yeah. And we are right below that in the AAA. And so come and visit us. You can see the website, AAA.uk.net. You can get tickets through there. If you go to We Got Tickets and type in Discovery 2, you can find it there. You can also make sure you get to the Facebook page. Push the like button, because you're supposed to. Why wouldn't you like Discovery 2 if you've been listening to this for 21 minutes? I would have thought you'd like Discovery 2. So head over to facebook.com/discoverytalent. Click on that like button, and you'll get your little get all the notices and YouTube videos of the artists and things that pop up in the feed, in the Discovery Talent feed. Thanks to some of your Hertz Uni students, Umung in particular. Umung.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yes, he. He runs that Facebook page.
He runs that ting, man. He's got that down. But Lauren Housley, she is dancey. She's done some festivals, the Riot Jazz Festival, the Kendall Calling Soundwave in Croatia. People have said things about her. Chart-bound diva, David Sue at City Life Magazine. And if you want to find her on Facebook, that's facebook.com/Lauren Housley, H-O-U-S-L-E-Y, music. And that's Lauren with an N. I'm not sure if I'm saying it very well, if I'm slurring my words.
Yeah, you're saying it fine. Lauren. This is her debut gig in London as well.
Oh, she's coming down from Manchester, isn't she?
Yeah, with a band.
Oh, good. Gotta have a band. Well, you don't have to have a band. Is Robert Bauer going to play with a band, or is he playing by himself?
He's going to have some, he will have some musicians with him. Yeah.
Good. What am I forgetting? We've said something. We've got one more artist to play, and you said you were going to talk about something, and I think I've forgotten it now. What were we going to talk about?
Oh, we've got Hollywood Tramp on.
Of course.
I just confirmed them last week because I was frantically trying to find a band, but I needed a band that would blend in with these other artists. And Hollywood Tramp really tick all the boxes because they've got an indie sound to them, but with a dollop of funk. So they've been compared to Maroon 5 and Savage Garden, but they've got a single coming out in February. So this is it seems timely for them to do Discovery 2 showcase now.
So you're going to hear it here now before you can hear it anywhere. It's a pre-release track. This one's called Copycat. And Alex, thanks very much. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Thursday doing the live show, live podcast.
Great. Thank you. See you then.
And that'll be up sometime next week. And very soon on discovery-talent.co.uk, which is the website where you can find out anything about Discovery. Discovery 2, we will have a little widget which you can listen to the show. And you can listen to the live show, you can listen to the previews, you can buy tickets, you can do whatever you want. Right on there at discovery-talent.co.uk. Or you just type it into Google or whatever. But yeah. Once again, thank you, Alex.
Lovely, thanks.
And this is Hollywood Tramp with you can't hear it anywhere else, just here on Discovery 2. It's Copycat.
Cause it's always been right behind my back, while they're looking at, but they're still behind.